Theater of Heels, Chapter 1, coming to you live.
Hey everyone, it's me, Erica.
She quickly checked that her face and head were covered by the purple World War I pilot's cap and goggles on the screen of her cell phone camera. With her disguise firmly in place, she regarded the camera with an excited smile. She already had 22 viewers on her live feed.
Oh my god, you guys are never gonna believe what I came across on my way to school, she squealed. On today, of all days, I ran into an honest-to-goodness superhero battle.
Several wow and thumbs-up emojis zoomed past her screen. Messages like, no way, and cool, also zoomed across her screen.
See for yourself,
she exclaimed as she panned her camera around. A car ignited like a firebomb in the background.
Kaboom!
Whoa!
More appropriate emojis flashed by. One message in particular caught her attention. What the hell are you doing? Get out of there! Erica glanced at the message and saw it was from Pedal Metal Cruiser and winced off screen. His message quickly disappeared before a swarm of other exclamations. Her views had tripled in a matter of seconds. Considering what she was showing them, Erica wasn't especially surprised. As people ran past her screaming, Erica skirted closer to the action, panning her camera out to capture the dramatic view. Hovering in the sky, with streams of red energy flowing from his outstretched hands and the crown of his skull-like head, was the volatile supercriminal, Skull Lord Chaos. Surrounded by a protective sphere of crackling energy, he regarded everyone around him imperiously. On the ground, working to close in on the dangerous villain, was a quartet of costumed individuals.
Erica narrated off-screen, as you guys can see, the big four of the Capes Corps have arrived to take Skull Lord Chaos down! She gasped. Look out, Spearhawk!
Skull Lord Chaos made a broad sweeping gesture at the oncoming heroes. A beam of pure energy blasted out of his outstretched hand. Spearhawk, the team's resident acrobat, tumbled out of harm's way effortlessly. He deftly rolled to his feet and hurled a spear at the villain. His weapon bounced ineffectually off of Skull Lord's energy shield, an instant before the spear teleported back into Spearhawk's hand. Sleek, a beautiful cybernetic woman in a streamlined black costume, took a defensive position before Spearhawk. She glared up at their foe with the still human side of her face.
Uh-oh, Skull Lord, Erica commented. You do not attack Sleek's man. She's gonna make you pay for that.
Sleek aimed her fist at Skull Lord, and a cybernetic panel opened on the top of her forearm. A small energy cannon popped up out of the portal with its barrel glowing. The arm cannon convulsed, blasting out a salvo of destructive blue energy. Erica had time to blink and avert her gaze as the blast slammed into the force field and splashed harmlessly off its surface. Erica gave a slow whistle.
Dude, that man is a tank!
My turn, you insignificant worms! Called Skull Lord as his hands glowed brightly with raw power.
His force field convulsed as he expelled a powerful surge of destruction at Sleek and Spearhawk. An instant before his attack struck home, the pair disappeared in a blue blur.
Oh my god, where did they go?
Erica panned her camera around and found Sleek and Spearhawk collapsed on the ground several dozen yards away in the company of a third figure. He was by far the thinnest of the trio, adorned in a blue runner leotard, complete with high-end sneakers and goggles. He was practically sprawled across the other two.
Guys, did you see that?
Erica asked her audience, which had now grown tenfold.
Sprinter had just tackled Sleek and Spearhawk out of harm's way. How cool is that?
A multitude of thumbs-ups and hearts flashed across her feed. For his efforts, Sleek roughly shoved Sprinter off of her. The super speedster flew up 10 feet before landing agilely on the ground. He sighed as Sleek nimbly pushed herself to her feet. Spearhawk smoothly did a kick up to his feet before he regarded Sprinter with a grin. Standing just over 9 feet tall, Block, the stone-skinned leader of the Capes Corps, lumbered past his fellow heroes, heedless of the carnage. Erica could hear his growly voice over the distance.
Splinter! Go get something to distract Skull Lord. You two! On me!
Splinter nodded and bolted down the street towards Erica. For the briefest instant, the speeding hero slowed down long enough to make eye contact with Erica. He grinned and winked at her before he tore down the street, creating an explosive torrent of wind in his wake.
Wow, she breathed.
More hearts and an occasional angry face emoji flashed across her feed. She panned back around, focusing on Block, as he stooped down and grabbed a nearby truck. The truck's frame crunched in his massive grip as he effortlessly hefted it off the ground and in one fluid motion, hurled it at Skull Lord. The villain cackled as he made a dismissive flick of his wrist, creating a lance of destructive energy. He sliced the oncoming truck in half. Both pieces flew past him on opposite sides of his force field. He regarded Block with a skeletal grin. A massive ball of energy swelled into the palms of his hands, an instant before it pulsed out in a tidal wave of destruction. Just behind Block, Spearhawk dove for cover. Sleek sprung skyward as a jet of blue fire propelled her to safety. Lacking the agility of his compatriots, Block could only stand there as the wave of devastating energy crashed into him. Erica could only stare.
Are you guys getting this?
Messages and icons flashed past her screen unnoticed as she watched Skull Lord revel in his carnage as he levitated closer, pouring more energy into his onslaught. His beam slammed the heroic powerhouse to the pavement, pinning him under the deluge. Around this assault, the road splintered and bubbled. Spearhawk rolled to his feet and spun around, taking careful aim with his spear at the side of Skull Lord's force field. He grunted as he hurled the missile with all his might.
Thunk! What?
Skullar Chaos glanced over as the tip of Spearhawk's magical weapon punched to the side of his barrier of protection. There, popped, as Spearhawk himself suddenly appeared inside the force field sphere. In her excitement, Erica jumped up and down screaming,
Spearhawk teleported inside!
Spearhawk closed the distance by delivering a colossal punch to the villain's skeletal face. Skullar's energy salvo against Block cut off as he recoiled from the blow. On the ground, steam rose from Block's stone-like skin, which glowed like magma. The hulky figure grunted as he slowly gathered his feet beneath him. A couple stories up, Spearhawk pressed his advantage with a follow-up kick to Skull Lord's sternum.
Get off me!
The villain snarled as he lashed out with a wave of energy. The blast catapulted Spearhawk back first onto the top of a nearby car, before he tumbled painfully to the ground. Spearhawk groaned as he pushed himself to his feet. His spear teleported to his side in a flash. His shadow fell over him, and the acrobatic hero looked up to see Skull Lord looming over him, wordlessly gathering power into his hands. Skull Lord lashed out, but in a flash of chrome and blue jetpack flyer, Sleek tackled Spearhawk out of harm's way. She gingerly placed Spearhawk to the ground before spinning around and retaliated with her cybernetic cannon. An energy bolt burst from the barrel, but slammed harmlessly against Skullord's renewed energy field.
Oh my god! Erica gushed. Sleek is the best!
She yelled across the field.
Sleek! You're my hero!
Not sharing her opinion, Skullord looked up and spared Erica a withering glance.
Shut up!
Erica shrunk in on herself.
I think I will shut up now, she said off camera.
Pedal Metal Cruiser commented,
You think? Get the hell out of there! Now!
Skull Lord returned his attention to his enemies below him.
I'm going to reduce the pair of you to ash!
Hey! Bonnie!
A gale of wind erupted on the street as sprinters suddenly reappeared.
the super speedster dropped a canvas bag onto the ground, from which dozens of baseballs spilled out. Sprinter grinned at him.
Catch!
Sprinter's form blurred as he snatched up and threw the baseballs with the speed of a machine gun. The barrage of fastballs rebounded off the force field in rapid succession, battering Skull-Lord back.
Enough!
Roared the villain, sweeping his arm back, blasting the last two missiles to dust. He followed up with the beam directly at Sprinter, but the super speeder was no longer there. He reappeared in a flash, half a block away. Cupping his hands, he called out,
You missed me, Bonehead!
Do you ever get tired of those juvenile puns?
Skull-Lord demanded as he lashed out with another blast that ultimately missed.
Depends,
Sprinter countered from his new position on the other side of him. Do you ever get tired of hearing them? Skull-Lord snapped.
Do you get tired of your friends?
He aimed his glowing hand at Sleek and Spearhawk. Sprinter and Erica screamed simultaneously,
No!
The asphalt directly in front of Sleek and Sprinter exploded as a wall of dirt and stone broke through its surface and formed a rough barrier in front of Skull-Lord's devastating blast. Skull-Lord stared at the sudden barricade, then glanced up the street. Block strode forward, holding an outstretched hand. The stone hero snapped.
Don't just stand there in place and wait for him to blast you. Attack!
Suiting his words, he swept his other arm up. Another explosion of earth erupted from the street and impossibly took the form of a giant fist before slamming into Skull-Lord's force field. Sleek and Spearhawk darted out from their cover, taking an opposite flanking position to Block's attack. Skull-Lord roared as he swiped an arc of searing energy at the earthly fist, blasting it apart. He glared around at the four of them as they closed in.
Fine! I can't get a bead on any one of you without the rest running interference. What will you do if I change my aim to some civilians instead?
Skull-Lord looked up and made eye contact with Erica.
Like her!
He aimed his hand at her, and Erica had just time to read one word that flashed across her cell phone screen.
Run!
As a wave of pure heat washed over her. Thank you again for listening to this episode of Theater of Heels. If you'd like to read the entire story, Theater of Heels, feel free to check it out on Amazon.com or other fine book retailers. Also, if you're interested in other stories by Christopher Chansey, check out his website at ChristopherChansey.com. If you'd like to give Christopher Chansey some support, please check out the website patreon.com/ChristopherChansey. Until next time, keep your mask on tight and your capes on right.